Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tzadik Aleph.
And we are six lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Aleph, Omer Aleph, Omar Mar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shelema for Shmuel Yehuda ben Tzivya. So we're smack in the middle of a sugya. A sugya that began with the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Omer Beis that discusses the idea of the Nesachim. So one of the critical parts of a carbon, not all carbonus, but of many, many, many carbonus, was a quote-unquote wine libation. So when you think of a carbon, you usually think of the animal, be it a sheep, a goat, be it a larger animal such as a bull, be it a mincha. And of course, the halachas that come along with exactly how that offering was brought. Underrated, together with many of the karbanos, there was a mitzvah to take a certain pre-subscribed amount of wine, pour it on the mizbeach, and it was literally a chelik of the actual hakravas hakarban. It's known loosely as the nesachim. Nesachim, by the way, could be either nischei yayin or nischei mayim. Almost every single time you hear the concept of Nesachim, you're referring to Yayin. The one exception to the rule is on Sukkis, where there was a special avodah known as the Nisuch HaMayim. But the point is that with many karbonis, there was this wine libation that had to be brought. Now, the parsha of the Nisuch HaYayin, where the Torah talks about it in detail, is not in Torah's Kayanin, but rather it's tucked away in Sefer Bamidbar. It's at the end of Parsha Shlach. And I think it's kedai to go through the Psukim again, even though 7.5 years ago we went through them a little bit in the end of Daf Tzadik, but really the avoida of today's daf, mitchila v'atzoif, is going to be drasha after drasha after drasha. In fact, if you count up the amount of drashas that we're going to have in today's daf, it's over 20. So there's going to be many, many drashas, all focusing on nuances, grammatical diktukim in these psukim that we're going to go through. So I think just to at least have a little bit of a feel, a tam, for what's going on in these psukim, and then we'll, Be'ezer Hashem, jump into the daf. So the pasuk says as follows, and this is in, again, Sefer Bamidbar, it's Perek Tezvav, pasuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yomart aleyem ki savoyu al Eretz Moshe v'yseichem asher ani noisein lochem. When you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, vasisem isha l'ashem, and you're going to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oyla, whether it's a carbon oyla, or zevach, or a carbon shlamim, lefali neder, oibinadav, whether you're bringing this carbon because you made a neder to bring the carbon, or because you made a nedav to bring the carbon, oibinmayadechem, or you're bringing one of the carbonas that were brought on Yontif. Lastly, is reach nichayach lashem, and the reason you're bringing this carbon is to make a reach nichayach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, min habakar, and it doesn't matter whether the carbon's being brought from cattle, oibinatzayin, or whether it's being brought from tzayin. In any one of these aforementioned situations, the hikriv hamakriv karbon lashem, when this person brings his carbon, the bakar or the tzayin, in addition to the bakar and the tzayin, he should bring a mincha, he should bring a carbon mincha, what's known as the minchas nesachin. This is the mincha that's not being brought on its own, but rather is an ancillary to a proper carbon. So you should bring a mincha, seiles isaroin. It should be made up of an isaroin. That's an amount of seiles, bolu, and it should be mixed berviyas ahin sham, with the reviyas ahin. Again, that's also amount of oil. V'yayin. Additionally, you should bring wine, and this is the punchline of what we need. La nesach, and the purpose of the wine is to pour on the mizbeach. How much wine? Reviyas ahin, or reviyas ahin tasa, should be brought al ha'ila ilazavach, for the oila or for the shlamim. Now, is this in all situations? So really, the end of this pasuk is mefarish all these shiurim that we just mentioned. That's like heves ha'echad. In the event that the carbon that you're bringing is a sheep, for each sheep, meaning if you're going to bring multiple, then you're going to take this number and you're going to multiply it by whatever that multiple is. But the bottom line is, for each sheep that you're bringing, you're supposed to bring that shear. Oy lo ayil tasa mincha. What's going to be in the event that you're bringing your oila oizavach not from a keves, but rather from an aisle, in terms of the nuances between a keves and an aisle, very much featured in today's daf. So in the event that you're bringing an aisle, well then, soilish neyes, right? You're not supposed to bring one isaron of soilas. The aisle is a bigger animal, as a result, it needs a bigger mincha, so it's going to be made up of twice the amount of soilas, belula bashemen, it too is going to be mixed with oil, but not with a revia sahin, but rather a shlisha sahin. That's a little bit more. So revius a hin is 25% of a hin. A shlishis is 33% of a hin. Again, a larger share. V'yayin la'nesach. Additionally, you're going to bring wine, but again, more wine. How much wine? Not a revius a hin. A shlishis a hin. Takri reach nechayich l'Hashem. You're going to do this. You're going to bring a reach nechayich for HaKadosh Baruch. The pasuk continues and says, v'chisas ben bakar oy lo yizavach. What's going to be in the event that your neder or your nedava was ben bakar? It was cattle. It was even a larger animal. Well, then the shiurim have to again be increased. So it's not one esrinim like the keves. It's not shnei esrinim like the isle. Now it's going to be three esrinim, bolo bashemen, and it's not a revia sahin or a shlisha sahin. Now it's a chatzi yahin. Additionally, there's going to be more wine. How much more wine? Upgraded the same amount. Chatzi yahin. Kocha says the Torah. So based on what we just mentioned, this is the way you should do it. Whether you're bringing a shor, an ayil, a seh, whether you're bringing izim, in all these situations, do exactly what I told you you're supposed to do. By the way, if that pasuk seems a little bit superfluous, the Gemara is going to darshan every little syllable of that pasuk. Kamispar asher tasu, based on the amount that you are going to bring, kocha tasu le'echad kimispar. In other words, these shiurim are not, regardless of how many of them you bring, but for each individual one, that's what you're supposed to. Kol ha'ezrach yaseh, kocha ha'ezela, lahakrif ishe reach, nichayach la'ashem. And then the pasuk says even a bigger chiddush, v'chiyogu itchem ger, oi, asheh b'soichah kol nadoir eseichem, in the event that a ger, a convert's going to be living amongst you, v'osi ishe reach, nichayach la'ashem, kashe tasu ken yas. There would have been a havamina that maybe the parsha of Nesachim doesn't include the ger, a special pasuk in the Torah to teach me that it does. Ha'kohol chuka achas lochem, v'lager ha'gor, chuka soilam l'doir eseichem, kochem kager yeh lefnei Hashem, Torah achas u'mishpadecha yeh lochem, v'lager ha'gor itchem. The Torah chazers again, and even Simtritam, well, this idea that the parashat in Nesachim relates not only to the person that was born a yid, but even to the ger as well. The bottom line is, we just read 16 psukim, all discussing the same idea, the concept of the Nesachim, which tagged along, as you see from the psukim, many karbanis. Now, which karbanis had Nesachim, and which karbanis did not have Nesachim? Well, that was the Mishnah. On Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, Mishnah said, Kol karbonis hatzibur v'hayachid tu'una Nesachim. All karbonis, whether they are karbonis tzibur or karbonis yachid, required Nesachim, with the exception, chutz min ha-bechor, v'ha-meiser, v'ha-pesach, v'ha-chatos, v'ha-asham. So, sounded like all karbonis, but then you have to read the not-such-fine print. With the exception of the bechor, the Meiser, the Pesach, the Chatos, and the Asham, all of these Korbanos did not require Nesachim. Ela, there is an exception within Chatos and Asham where sometimes they do require Nesachim. What is that? The Chatos and the Asham of the Metzayer. They do require Nesachim. So at the end of the day, even though there's this 16 Pasuk Parsha of Nesachim, which feels pretty inclusive, but at the same time, not all Korbanos are included. What's the rule? Doesn't matter if it's a carbon yachid or a carbon tzimur, it's going to be included, with the exception of the bechor, the ma'aser, the pesach, the chatas, and the asham, with the carve-out within chatas v'asham of the chatas mitzayra and of the asham mitzayra. The Gemara then brought a braisa, a very, very long braisa that started the top third of Daf Tzadik Amud Beis and went all the way to the bottom of the oven. I think there's a few key points of the Braisa that we need to chazer over because they're going to be very much Nogeya today's daf. So the Braisa began by discussing the Pasuk. It's Pasuk Gimel, the third of these 16 psukim, that says, Va'asisem isha l'ashem oyla oyzevach lefalei neder oybenedova oybenmayadeichem l'aseis reich nichayach l'ashem min abakar oybenatzoy. Said the Braisa, when it says Vasisem Isha Lashem Oila, the word Oila is Pratla Mincha. A Mincha doesn't have Nesachim. when it says oy zevach, the word zevach is l'rabbi sashlomim, meaning had it said only oyla, you would have thought maybe oyla is also prat l'shlomim. But zevach is mar b'shlomim, that's how I know oyla is not memayit shlomim. What is a memayit? It's memayit mincha. Oy zevach, that word oy, is coming to be marba atoyta. So you would have thought atoyta not. Kamash malon from the word oy, I know that the toyda is going to be included. The pasuk then said, lefalei neder, oy benedava. Why did the Torah have to mention lefalei neder, oy benedava? It's coming to teach me that only something that's brought beneder, benedava is included in the parashah Nesachin, but any carbon that can't be brought beneder, benedava is going to be excluded. And that's how we know the halach of the Mishnah. Chutz min ha-bchor, v'ha-maiser, v'ha-pesach, v'ha-fchatas, v'ha-shem, because these are all carbonas that are not brought beneder, u'benedava. When it says oy b'moyadechem, the word b'moyadechem is marba, that the oylas ria and the shalmei chagiga did require nesachim. Now, doesn't it say already oyla oyzevach, which means oyla and shlamim? But once it says lafalei neder benedav, you would think that maybe only the oyla and the shlamim that are bought beneder benedav. But the oylas ria and the shalmei chagiga that are karbonis chayva, you would have thought maybe not. Kamash malon, the word b'moyadechem is marba, that's going to be included as well. And then finally, the Braisa Darshan, that when it says lasis reach nichoyach lashem min ha Bakar, oymen hatzoin. Why did the Torah have to mention min habakar, oymen hatzoin? And the Gemara said it was a machloikis between Rabbi Yoshia and between Rabbi Yonasan. According to Rabbi Yoshia, what the pasuk is coming to say is that in the event that a person brings an oylas ha'oif, you're not going to bring the sachin. So oyla was memayit the mincha min habakar oy min atzoyin is memayit oylas oif. Rabbi Yonasan said that this pasuk is actually talking to the very first psukim in Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah introduces the concept of a person making a neder or a nedava to bring a carbon oyla. And the Torah says, if you want, you can bring min habakar u min atzoyin, right? The Torah min oif. You would have thought that maybe any time a person says harei olai oyla, you would have to bring all of the above. In the psukim in the beginning of Vayikra, there is no giloy that they're not all attached to each other, and that it's not all one great parasha. It's tucked away here in Bamidbar Perek Tezvav, in the parasha of the Nesachim. It says min habakar oy min atzoyin. This is the one place that the Torah was megalat us that no, you can bring min habakar oy min atzoyin oy min oif, that they're not all going to be totally zebezeh. According to Rabbi Yonasan, the min habakar oy min atzoyin is not teaching me a halacha in Hilchis Nesachim, but it's teaching me a very cloistic halacha. It's literally a gili on the opening verses of Teres Kayanim, teaching me exactly how you're supposed to learn the Ikka Parsha of the Oilas Neder and the Oilas Nadava. Either way, it was a little bit of a wordy introduction, very, very necessary. And as we're going to see, this Braisa that we just recapped is something that the Gemara is going to begin with. Number one, the Gemara is going to explain the Braisa. Additionally, the Braisa only was mefarish some of the psukim going on, or some of the diktukim in the pasuk. But in terms of this pasuk alein, the Gemara now is going to be moisif. Additionally, the Gemara is going to darshan a lot of the other psukim here in the parshan of the Nesachim that the Braisa didn't already darshan. Either way, on that note, we segue right into a hemshach of this discussion. So, the Gemara, 6 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Aleph Amar Aleph Amar Mar, Toida Minai. So the Braisa said, how do you know that the carbon toida is included in the parshan of the Nesachim? Again, it says, Vasisem Isha Lashem Oyla. Oy zevach. We said oyla is oyla, zevach is shlomim, oy is l'rabbis the toida. So again, the Braisa said, "Had you know toida?" It's because it says the word oy. Faith the Gemara atu toida lav zevachu. Is a toida not a zevach that I need a special pasuk to be marbit? Now, why would you say a toida is a zevach? Well, if zevach means shlomim, a toida is a type of shlomim. Not just that, the Torah when it talks about the carbon toida, it says vim zevach toida shlomim. Torah actually refers to the toida alein as a zevach. So you don't even need a shtickel toida. Klisheni. Oh, a toid is a shlomim, a shlomim is a zevach, so toid should be a zevach. We know mefurish the Torah said that a Torah is a zevach. So, Freit the Gemara, why do I need a special ribuy of oy to be married with the carbon toida? So, Gemara says, it's I would have thought, being that the carbon toida came together with breads, maybe it shouldn't require the nesachim. And Rashi explains, because you would think that the breads are b'makom the nesachim, meaning a carbon needs to come with something. Maybe that's the giloy of the parish of the Nesachim. Okay, usual
Carbon doesn't come with anything. So therefore, you have to bring the nesachim. But the toida which comes with breads, which a regular carbon doesn't come with, maybe the lechem should be bimkoim the nesachim. Kamash malon not. Faith to Gemara. How could you say that? Umayshlami ayil nazar. Why should this be different than the ayil? That's the carbon shlomim that the nazar used to bring. The ikba de lechem, which came together with lechem. Uboy nesachim. We're going to see later. It's a mafurish apostle in the Torah in Parshas Nasai that the ayil of the nazar came together with nesachim. So you see mafurish that even though there were breads, there was still nesachim. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. I would have thought Hasam over there shnei minim. The breads of the Ayil Nazar were only two minim. Hach over here arba minim. Here it's four. So maybe two minim still require nesachim, but four minim maybe not. Kamash malon. That's why I need a special rebuke to tell me that the carbon toida, despite the fact that it comes with four types of breads, it's 40 breads by the way, but it's four types, each one multiplied by 10. We learned the sugyas already. So I would have thought that maybe that's bimkoim the yayin. Kamash malon. Not faith to gemar. The lichtei rachmana lefali neder ibn adava v'lei bayi oil. Why did Torah have to write the word oil? This is already a kash on the price. Why did Torah have to say vasisa and isha l'Hashem oil to tell me oil? It says lefali neder ibn adava. Once I know lefali neder ibn adava, so I know that anything that's bab neder ibn adava is included, and oil is brought ben neder ibn adava. So why do I need oil? Now kana ben shoyel, still in that mojo. 1 second. I need oila to be memaid mincha. Didn't the Braisa say oila pratla mincha? So the Teretz is pashit. I could also be memaid mincha from zevach, right? I could also be memaid mincha from the fact that it says shlamim, and shlamim could be pratla mincha. It says oila. Oila is the first word, so right away I know oila pratla mincha. But I don't need the word oila to be memaid mincha because I could always be memaid mincha from zevach in the same way that I was memaided from oila. So at the end of the day, faith to Gemara, why tell me oila? To teach me oila, I know from the following neder ben adav, and to be memaid mincha, I can be memaid mincha from zevach. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, I could either cause rachmana oila. Had it not said in the Torah, oila have a mean, I would have thought that the way you're supposed to read the pasuk is as follows. When it says vasisan isha l'Hashem, so that's the opening words of this pasuk. Again, this pasuk gimel is very much the focus of the first part of the daf. Vasisem isha l'Hashem, I would have thought as a cloud. When it says lefali neder oibin adava, that's a prat. When the pasuk says lasa is reach nichayach l'Hashem, that's chaza v'kola. Klal uprat klal. What's the rule? Iatadon elike ina prat. Ma prat mefurish davash ina baal chet. Just like the prat is mefurish, that it's not something that's Ba'al Chet, something that's brought ben neder ben adava, which is an oil and a shlomim, are both not brought on Chet. So Avkol, I would think, we're going to be marba anything she'enei ba'al Chet. Oitzi chattas va'asham, I'll be memayit chattas va'asham she'hein ba'in al Chet, ba'avi b'chor ma'isro Pesach, but I'll be marba b'chor ma'isro Pesach she'hein ba'in al Chet, that are not ba'in al Chet. Talmud Loimats, for that reason the Torah had to say Oila, to teach me that not only is the Chattas and the Asham Nismayit, but the Bechor, the Maaser, and the Pesach are Nismayit as well. In other words, the Gemara is saying the reason it said Oila, even though in the Brice it said that the reason was Pratla Mincha, but really, you want the real reason? That's why you have to learn the Gemara's beer of the Braisa. The real reason is to be Memayit Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach. 1 second. We will Memayit Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach. Because it says the following neder ibn adava, and Bchor Maaser Pesach and Apro ben neder ibn adava, and as a result, we knew from there to be memayedet, right? That was what the Braisa said. Says the Gemara, that's true only after I already know Oila. Once I know Oila, then I can be more inclusive in terms of what I'm memayed from the following neder ibn adava. But had it not said the word Oila, I would have been memayed from the following neder ibn adava only chattas va'asham, but I would not have been memayed b'chor ma'isim pesach. Now, what's the methodology? And it's not just that. What's the methodology? L'chayra, if it says the following neder ibn adava, it sounds like it has to be brought ben neder ibn adava. So chattas va'asham are not brought ben neder ibn adava, but b'chor ma'isim pesach also not brought ben neder ibn adava. What's this business that had it not said Oila, I would have been memayed chattas va'asham only because they're ba'al chet, as opposed to something that's brought ben neder ibn adava, which is an Oila neshlamim, is not ba'al chet. It's like a shtickle taira. The following neder ibn adava says it has to be brought ben neder ibn adava, which means, yeah, it can't be a chattas va'ashem, but it also means it can't be a b'char ma'aser pesach. The teretz is Zok Rashi. It's because we know klal pratu klal is always marbe yoyser from the prat, right? Whenever you have a klal pratu klal situation, so what's the rule? The rule is that even though the Torah told me a prat, but the klal before and the klal afterwards is megalatos that we have to be marbe yoyser from the prat. We're marba anything that's ke'ena prat. But the point is that whenever you have a klal prat to klal, you know to be marba more. It's true, if all I had to work with was Lefalei Neda Ibn Adava. So then all five of these karbanas, the Chatas, the Ash, and the Chor Ma'aser Pesach, would all be excluded. But being that I have a klal pratu klal, so I know I have to be marba more. So I know Lefalei Neda Ibn Adava is not only telling me Lefalei Neda Ibn Adava, right? Just to bring out the point a little bit better. If I had a klal and a prat, so then I would say, im b'chal ela masha b'prat, v'asisem isha l'ashem, oh wow, everything, l'fali neda ibn adava, that's it, it has to be rupa neda ibn adava. So that's im b'chal ela masha b'prat, no chatas, no asham, no b'char ma'is or pesach. But now that I have a second klal, now that it was chaza v'kalal, now that the Torah said last is reich l'chaych l'ashem, so now I know I have to be'etzem be marba more. So the question is, what should I be marba? So the more you're ke'ena prat, you're going to be included. It's only the things that have no shaykhis to the prat, that's going to be excluded. So I'm going to be marba something that's not brought b'ned ben adava, but I'm going to be memayit something that's no shaykhis to something that's not brought b'ned ben adava. What's the thing that has no shaykhis? The chattas and the asham. Because there, the whole mahus of the carbon is a different type of carbon. A carbon that's brought b'ned ben adava is not baal chet, as opposed to a chattas asham, which is baal chet, which we know is very much a dividing factor in kachin. You can take all carbonas and you can divide them amongst these two groups. There's carbonas that were brought al chet and there are carbonas that were not brought al chet. But the bottom line is, if all I had was the klal pratu klal, it's true, I would have known Oila, but I would have also thought B'char Ma'aser Pesach. So the reason the Torah went and the Torah wrote the word Oila is Prat L'B'char Ma'aser Pesach. And at the end of the day, it's for that reason only that the Torah said the word Oila. So again, didn't tell me Oila to be Marba Oila. I know that from the Fali Neda Ibn Adab. Didn't say Oila to be Mamait Mincha, which is what the Braisa said it said Oila for, because I could have been Mamait that from Zevach. It said Oila to teach me Prat L'B'char Ma'aser U Pesach, says the Gemara, Hashto Dichsiv, Oilo. Now that it says Oilo, Klau, U Prat, U Mai Marbispe. So what then do I do with the Klau Prat U Klau? In other words, you just told me very geschmack that in this parashah there's a klal prat u klal, which means that we have to be marbe more than a carbon that's brought ben adam ben adam. I also know that you can't be marbe b'chor ma'aser pesach because oila knocked that out. So what is the klal prat u klal being marbe? I mean, at the end of the day, it seems like the way we're touching up this pasuk is it's a klal u prat. It's a im b'chlal ola mashe b'prat. Meaning, something that's brought b'nedah b'nedavah, yeah. Something that's not brought b'nedah b'nedavah, no. Chattas v'asham, b'char ma'aser u'pesach. But the Torah did make it a klal pratu klal. And the Torah didn't put that second klal for nothing. The Torah put it there for Rabbi Shmuel to darshan klal pratu klal, right? So the question is, what exactly are we being marbe? It's not b'char ma'aser u'pesach because oila was memayit that. Oila is a giloy that's not included. So the question is, what then are we marba? So the Gemara says, we're marba other things. Lahavi, zok the Gemara, ma prat mefurish she'ene mechuyev ha'oime. Just like the prat is mefurish, that these are things that the person wasn't obligated to bring. Right, it's broken that the b'nedavah, so by definition, you weren't mechuyev to bring it. Av kol she'ene mechuyev ha'oime. So to any time a person brings a carbon that he's not mechuyev to bring, it's going to involve nesach. Lahavi, what's it coming to be marba? V'lodeis kachem. So let's say somebody has a carbon that was brought by Neda ben Adava, and then that carbon had a baby, or the Tmurasan, or someone had a carbon that's brought by Neda ben Adava, and you made a Tmura of that carbon. Or what about the carbon Oila that was brought by Amoistris? Sometimes there was extra Machsa Shekel, or there was leftover of a carbon, and they used to bring from it the Oila Sandava that was brought by Kitzam Ezbech. Or if Asham Shenitik L'Ri'ya, or anytime you have an Asham, where if it was a Chatas, it would have been one of the Chamesh Chatoyes Amesis, so by the Asham, they used to give it to the Pastach, they would give it to the shepherd. He would let it roam and graze in the field, wait until it got a mum. When it got a mum, he would depoid it, and they would buy an oila with it. Or v'chalas v'achim shenizbuchu shalai l'shmat. Wow, the first halach in kachim. If a person brings a carbon, with the exception of a chattas and a nasham, if it's brought shalai l'shmat, what's the halacha? It's lo'olu l'bailam l'shem chavi, but it's going to be kosher. As what? Zvachim daf beis. It's going to be brought as a neda ben adavah. These are all situations where a person has a carbon that's technically as a nedav and adava to get carbon, but you never made a nedav and adava to bring this carbon. Right, a person made a nedav and adava to bring an oila, a shlomim, not the baby that came from it. Right, oila can't have a baby, an oila is a zacher, but the shlomim could have a baby. Or the tmura, you weren't menader, menadav the tmura, or you didn't make a neder on that carbon that was brought to Leila Shema, or the Meiser, or the Kitzam Mizbeach, but at the same time, they are Oilois, right? And as a result, there's Makim to declare there should be Nesachim. So is the Yeh Nesachim or is there not Nesachim? Based on the Fali Nedib and Adava, if it was In bechlal elamashe beprat, I would have said no. But now that it's chazav v'kolal, now it's a klal prat to klal. So I keep imar bekein. What's the kein? It's for kein nedav v'nedava. And why in the lashon of the Gemara? Because it's an enay mechuyev v'oyme. The prat is enay mechuyev v'oyme. I feel hakid is nesachim. So again, the without the klal prat to klal, you would teach the following nedav v'nedava. It has to be something that I literally made a nedav v'nedava to bring. Now that I have the chazav v'kolal, we teach up the prat a little bit differently. We touch up the prat in a more liberal way. That it's enoy mechuyev ha'oymen. And anything else that I could be married, but that's also enoy mechuyev ha'oymen. It has to be something that's brought b'nedav b'nedava. And that's why all the five kabbalas that are not brought b'nedav b'nedava are going to be excluded. But it doesn't have to be b'cheftza, something that was a nedav b'nedava. As long as enoy mechuyev ha'oymen, that in and of itself is going to be, oh, okay. Zok to Gemara. V'hashta da'amrit oy l'drasha. Now that we said that the word oy in this pasuk is Lidrasha. Now, where did we say that the word oy is Lidrasha? So really, if you keep in cheshbon twice. Number one, Vasisem Isha Lashem Oyla Oy Zevach. Oy Zevach, we said, is Marba the Toyda. So we darshan the word oy. Additionally, the end of the pasuk, Lasis Reach Nichayach Lashem Min Habakar Oy Min Atzayin. According to Rabbi Yonason, why did it say Min Habakar Oy Min Atzayin? It's to be Megala, that if somebody says, Harei Olai Oyla Min Habakar, you bring just bakar, or harei oil menatzayin, you'd bring just menatzayin. Min ha'oif, you'd bring just menoif. Even though from the beginning of Ayikra, it's a little bit unclear. So we darshan the word oy once I'll leave it to everybody, twice I'll leave it to Rabbi Yonason. So it says the Gemara now that we just said that the word oy is ledrasha, there's more oys mentioned over here. Pun intended, in this pasuk and really in this entire parsha of Nesachim. So we're going to have to figure out what do we do with all these other oys. So it says the Gemara, the fali neder oy b'nedava l'amali. So vasisan isha l'ashem oy la oy zevach. The fali neder oy b'nedava. So what are we going to do with neder oy b'nedava? Zok the Gemara l'chalkam. It's to be mechalak. How so? So I would have thought, adam isi neder b'nedava l'oy nesachim. I would have thought that if somebody says, harei olai, a carbon as a neder, you don't bring Nesachim. If somebody says a re'elai as a nedava, you don't bring Nesachim. It's dafka when you bring a neder and a nedava, that's when you have Nesachim. Oh, kamash malon oy. No, it's neder oy nedava, right? The icy neder luchudei leboy Nesachim. The icy nedava luchudei laisi Nesachim. That's why the Torah said the word oy to teach you that each one individually is enough of a reason for you to bring Nesachim. The Gemara says, honey, this is all good according to Rabbi Yoshia. El, Rabbi Yonason, Lamali. So who's this Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonason? It's actually not this Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonason that we mentioned, although it did come up in the Cheshbon of the Gemara on the top of that Sadak Aleph Amid Aleph. And that is, Rabbi Yoshia has a shita that whenever it says in the Torah two things, so it means oy. According to Rabbi Yonason, unless the Torah says yachtov, according to Rabbi Yoshia, wherever it says two things, so it always means the two things together. According to Rabbi Yonason, unless it says the word yachtov, I always assume that it means oy. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yoshia, where if it says two things, even if it doesn't say yachtov, I always assume that it means both. So I need oy l'chalik. El Rabbi Yonason, but according to Rabbi Yonason, that says that unless it says the word yachtov, it means oy anyways. So lomali. So why do I have to say the word oy? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. So good, I would have thought, we just connect it a little bit differently. I would have thought that I see neder luchudei l'boy nesachim. I see nedav luchudei l'boy nesachim. Because even though it doesn't say oy, I know it's oy, because it didn't say yachta. Oh, but at the same time, I would have also thought that I see nedav and nedav, that if you brought nedav and nedav, tiski bin nesachim dechad, maybe one nesachim would work for the two together. Oh, that maybe, kamash malon, that's the chiddush, that's not the way it is. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, I need the word oy l'chalik to tell me that a nedav l'chudei and a nedav l'chudei brings a sachim, you don't have to bring both. According to Rabbi Yonason, a little differently, very much may inyan, but it's a different punchline. And that is, according to Rabbi Yonason, I needed to tell me that if I'm bringing a neder and a nedava, I bring two nesachim, I don't bring one nesachim. Oy b'mayadechem lamali. It's not also oy b'mayadechem. What do I do with the word oy? Now b'mayadechem we dashed already. Mayadechem we were marbed the oilusri and the shami chagiga. But what do I do with the word oy b'mayadechem? The more I'll tell you. So good, I mean, I would have thought hani mili the kamaisi oy b'neder v'shlamet b'nedava. I would think that the only time you're going to bring a nesachim for the neder l'chudei and for the nedava l'chudei, that's maybe if you're bringing an oy b'neder v'shlamet b'nedava inami ipcha, or you're bringing oy b'nedava and a shlamet b'neder. Aval echad the kamaisi oy b'shlamet b'neder inami oy b'shlamet b'nedava. What would be in the event that somebody brought an oy and a shlamet b'neder? So he brought a oylas neder and a shalmi neder, or you brought both benedava. So I would have thought that over there, shame neder echav, shame nedava achas. Maybe we look at the two nedarim as one, and the two nedavis as one, he v'tiskelei b'nesachim l'chad, and maybe one nesachim should be enough. Kamash b'lon oy b'mayadechem. So that oy really belongs like in the lefalei neder oy b'nedavet. It's like it would have said lefalei neder oy b'nedavet, because there's another riboy, there's another halacha that we need to learn from there. V'chisase ben bakar oyla oy zevach lamali. Now this pasuk is already pasuk ches. So there too, the Torah says v'chisase ben bakar oyla oy zavach. So why do Torah have to say the word oy over there? The Gemara says itzrich. It's all the same thing. So I mean, I would have thought hani mili. What is it that you bring for neder benedava? That's heichat the kamaisi oyla v'shlamin beneder. Inami oyla v'shlamin benedava. That's tafka neder benedava, where it's at the very least different korban. So heichat the kamaisi shtei oylois. But let's say you bring two oylois. Chada beneder v'chada benedava. Inami shnei shlamin. You bring two shlamins. Echad benedav, echad benedava. I would have thought shame shlomim achasi shame oila achasi v'tiskle b'nesachim dechad kamash malon. Then know that even though they're both oilas and they're both shlomims, afilachi it's going to be two. So this is very similar to what we learned out from the oil right before this. From the oil right before this, we said there would have been a havamina shame neder chad shame nedava chad. Here it's shame shlomim chad shame oila chad, which segues into this last one lefale neder. When the Torah says the falei neder oy shlomim, that's in that same pasuk. Chisase ben bakar oyla oy zavach the falei neder oy shlomim. What do I need that oy for? So katayt chemin, I would have thought hani mili. When is it that it's mechalik? That's heichad demaisi shtei oylois chada ben neder vechada ben adav. So if somebody brings two oylois, one neder, one adav. Inami oy bring shnei shlomim chada ben neder vechada ben adav. So over there you mechalik. Avol heichad demaisi shtei oylois ben neder vechtei oylois ben adav. But let's say a person would bring two oilus beneda, two oilus beneda. Here's the inami shnei shlamim beneda, shnei shlamim beneda. Or the same thing with shlamim. And here's the point: where you have shame oila echadu, v'shem neder echadu. So where it's literally it's the same carbon and it's the same type of carbon, neder v'nedava. So I would have thought in that situation, with this claim of the zachim techad, for sure one should be enough. Kamash Milan said, that's why I need oy and oy and oy and oy to tell me in every single situation, anytime you bring a neder v'nedava, it doesn't matter if it's the same type of carbon. It doesn't matter what kind of permutation you're going to be able to come up with in all situations, kamash malon, this is the way it's going to be. We're always mechalik between the neder and the nedava. Says the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yoshia, hay min abakar oy min atzoyin lamali. So who's Rabbi Yoshia? So Rabbi Yoshia again is from the original Braisa. Rabbi Yoshia said that what do we learn from min habakar min atzoyin? Those are the last words of the Iker Pasuk that the Braisa has been darshaning, Pasuk Gimel. Min habakar min atzoyin was prat l'oilas ha'oif. Okay, so bakar and atzoyin to me my oifis. But what do I need the oif for? Explained a little bit better. Bishlami Rabbi Yonasan, who darshim in Abakar Ibn Atsoin, that it's a gilu at the beginning of Ayikra. So the whole punchline is really the oy. It's Bakar oy min Atsoin. You know Bakar from the beginning of Ayikra. You know Tsoin from the beginning of Ayikra. But I could think Bakar Utsoin, Kamash Vulam Bakar oy Tsoin. So the word oy is Iker. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, I don't need that word oy. And now that we just darshin all these oys, so L'chura Rabbi Yoshia, you have to darshan this oy as well. So again, Rabbi Yonasan, we never had a mention in this sugya why he darshan oy, because we already knew that from yesterday's da. But the shayla is a coin to Rabbi Yoshia. What do we do with the word oy? Somewhere else says, I'll tell you what. I would have thought hani mili betray mini. Maybe even though we said in all situations we're always mechalik, right? Neder neder oyla oyla neder neder oyla oyla. Right? Every single situation we had three extra oys to work this all out. But I feel uachi. I would have thought that the only time we're Chalik is betray mini. At the end of the day, it's two different animals. But if it's one animal, then maybe tiskele b'nesachim dechad. Maybe the animal is ma'achet. So the shame neder not, the shame carbonat, and even the shame neder and the shame carbonat. Oh, but maybe the min, that's ma'achet. That creates one. That makes it a singular nesachim. That's the punchline, kamash one. That's what we do with this side. Says the Gemara, kocha tasu le'echad. Lamali. So this is already in Pasuk Yud Beis. The Pasuk said, Kamispar Asher Tasu, Kocha Tasu La'echot Kimispar. We gave a little shout out to this Pasuk when we were introducing the daf, right? We said this is a pretty obvious Pasuk that we're going to have to get back to. That it's a pro rata, right? Everything that you have over here is for each individual card. Tari said many times, like, echad, ayolo echad, ashayro echad. Then you have this one general Pasuk, Kamispar Asher Tasu, Kocha Tasu La'echot Kimisparim. What do we do with this Pasuk? Gemara says, I'll tell you, there's a bezunder echad. There's so katayt chamin, I would have thought, Han imi lebeze echazer. When is it true, based on all these oys, that you bring a separate set in a sachin for each animal? Maybe that's only if the animals were being brought b'zeachaze. Aval b'vasachas, if they're being brought b'vasachas, tiskele b'nesachin d'chad. Maybe they're one nesachin. Maybe that would be ma'achida. Now, what does it mean b'vasachas? So Rashi says, very interesting. Vasachas means where the makdish was makdish them b'vasachas, and he brought them b'vasachas. So it sounds like both things happen b'vasachas. You made them hektish b'vasachas. Usually you don't care when you made it hektish. It's a little bit of a chiddush. But you were makdish them b'vasachas, and you're bringing them b'vasachas. So maybe that in and of itself is ma'achida. That is the final kamash malon on this topic, that even that not. So the shame neder not, the shame carbon not, even the shame neder and the shame carbon not, the min is not ma'achid, and even if the original hektish and the akrova happening at the same time, even that's not ma'achid. That's why the Torah in so many ways went to tell me, no, for each individual animal that you bring, you have to bring a separate set of nesachim. The bottom line is that really we started this part of the daf with recapping the braisa. The braisa that the Gemara brought on daf tzadik amud beis. If we were going to do the recap now, so at this point, now we know a lot more about this braisa, right? It has a whole different punim, right? There were so many little pieces that were added. Number one, in beer of the braisa. Additionally, places that the braisa was makatzer, which at the end of the day, we see now that we have to be meir, right? Let's just take a quick stab at it. It says, Vasisem Isha Lashem, right? That's a klal. We'll hold that thought for a second, but that's a klal. Oila, so the braisa said, Oila is, in addition to teaching me oila, it's also prat lemincha. But really what we saw is that from the word oila, that's how I know prat lebchor meiser oi pesach. It didn't just say oila, it said oila oi zevach. So what do I do with the oila oi zevach? That was one of the ois that the Gemara used to darshan, to flesh out this idea. And that is that, I'm sorry, oi zevach was t'marib the carbon toida. Zevach, that's the halacha of Shlomim. Lefale neder oy benedava, that's the prat in this pasuk, which ultimately is memayit chatos and asham. It's also with the gilu of oyla in the klal prat to klal, memayit pchor meiser oy pesach. Now it said neder oy benedava, so that oy was one of the oys that was megala, that each individual carbon, and it doesn't matter if it's the same type of carbon, oil shlamim, same type of hakrava, neder, nedava, doesn't matter if it's the same min, it doesn't matter if the hakrava and even the hektish was done with vasachas. In all situations, there's this theme of oi, 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 that's going to go ahead and be machalik. Oi, b'mayadechem, that oi was also one of those ois. B'mayadechem is marbed oil shrin, the shamach hagigo. They're oilers and shlomim, but they're not being brought. Pateris, nedav, and adav. I feel hachi, they're going to be included. Lastly, sriach, nechayach, Hashem. That was the second klal, right? What we marba from the klal, prat to klal? Isn't it only things that are brought in nedav, and adav? Right? What do we be marba from the klal, prat to klal? We're being marba anything that you're not mechuyev oimit, such as vladis kachem, or tmuris kachem, or moiser, right? That's being brought to kitzam ezbeach, osham shenitik l'ri'iya, or kolas vachem shenizbuchu shaloy l'shman, with the exception of the chatas and the pesach. And then finally, when it says min habakar oimin atzayin, so according to Rabbi Yoshia, min habakar min atzayin is coming to me mayit oivas ha'oiv. What is the oi of min habakar oimin atzayin? That's one of the oys. And according to Rabbi Yonason, no, the whole min habakar min atzayin is really not even teaching me halacha and hilchas hasachin. It's more of a gilu in how you're supposed to learn the psukim in the beginning of Vayikra, that if a person says, harei olai oila min habakar, it's only bakar. Harei olai min atzayin, only tzayin. From that pasuk, there's a lot of vavs that are mechaber the parashis, but you could have thought that maybe it's one big parasha, kamash malon over here, that it's really not one big parasha. Either way, there's a whole nother part of the sugya that we have to do. So we just recap part one, exhaled for a moment, and literally, let's go with part two. Zok dehele gigamar. So the Mishnah said, so in as much as the chatas and asham don't require nesachim, but there's one notable exception when it comes to the karbanos of the mitzayra. The chatas of the mitzayra and the asham and the mitzayra are going to, yes, require nesachim. Now, why does the chatas and the asham not need nesachim? It says, l'fali nedo even adava. And even though we have a cloud, pratu cloud, but at the end of the day, that for sure is nesmayit. That's definitely not going to make the cut. Okay, so if the chatas and of the Mitzayr, and the Ashen of the Mitzayr is a Chattas and an Ashen, and they were already excluded, so we're going to have sort of Reboy to be married with them. That's the Avodah of this next Braisa that the Gemara is going to introduce. Not immediately talk to the Gemara, what's the Mekar to this? The Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. So it says, in the Parsha of the Mitzayr. So this is not Bamidba Perek Tezvav, this is actually Vayikra Perek Yudalit. It says, Ushloisha Esroinim, Soiles Mincha. So together with the karbonis that the Mitzayra brought, he also had to bring a mincha. So we know that the hakrovis of the Mitzayra is from the more esoteric parshias in the Torah. Not even a question. But as it relates to the karbonis that he brought a chatas, he brought an asham, and he brought an oila. Now the Torah says, in addition to that, he had to bring shloisha esroinim soilas mincha. He also had to bring a mincha. Says the Brais, and the mincha abam azevach hakasim adam. It's a geshmak of Brais when you're 90 blot into Menachas. What kind of mincha was this? It's a mincha abam azevach, meaning it's a minchas nesach, as opposed to what? Maybe it's just a fourth carbon. Meaning this mincha, is this a minchas nesachim? This is the mincha that was brought with certain karbanis? Or you bring an oil, you bring a chaz, bring an asham, maybe you also have to bring a mincha. L'may nafkamina? So I'll tell you the nafkamina. A regular mincha, they used to put the koimitz on the mizbeach, and the shirayim were nechal to zichrei kohuna. The minchas nesachim was kulei kol. There's nafkamina in halacha between a minchas nesachim and a regular mincha. So the Braisa wants to know that you mentioned three karbanis, then you mentioned the mincha. What kind of mincha is this? So, the price, I'll tell you what it is. It's a mincha sasachim. Maybe it's just the fourth carbon. You're bringing three, might as well bring four. I'll tell you what. When it says, and that's again in the parish of the Mitzayra, talking specifically about his oila. So it says he should bring the oila and the mincha. Why do you put the oila together with the mincha? Have you mincha So for sure, just the reading of the pasuk, just from the balkaira alayin, you would have that this is a mincha sasachim. No, so if the oila is a minchas nesachim. I mean, you see one of the menachas is a minchas nesachim, so it's megala on all the menachas, they're all minchas nesachim. Good. But we need the next part of the price. If I die in any idea, I still don't know im tuna nesachim lav. Does it require wine? Talmud lo imar, says in the Torah, v'yayin lanesach, reviyasahin, tase ala oila, oila zavach, lakeves ho'echem. Now, where's this pasuk? This pasuk is back in Parsha Shlach. This is pasuk hey. So again, the Iker drushes we had so far were Pasik Gimel. We darshed a little bit Pasik Yud Beis, if you're keeping score. This is Pasik Hed. V'yayin la-nesach revi'asahin. You bring a revi'asahin of Yayin. Tase al ha'oila oila zavach. You should bring it for the oila for the zavach. La keves ha'echad for each individual keves, right? It was a different shift for the keves, for the ayil, and the ben bakar. But as relates to the keves, how much wine it was revi'a sahin. This pasuk is a little wordy. V'yayin la nesach revi'a sahin la keves ha'echad. That I can live with. But tase al ha'oila oila zavach. I mean, how many times does the Torah have to tell me it's for an oila and a zavach? So this thing's going on over here. So says the Gemara, when it says over here, these words, al ha'oila oila zavach. So I darshan as follows. It's coming to be married with something. You know which oila? Even the oila smitzayra. And when it says zavach, you want to know what's coming to teach me? Zuchata smitzayra. And when it says oila zavach, the word oila is also coming to be married with zuasha smitzayra. It's coming to be married with the asha. So you want to know what the makar is? I know it from this pasuk tucked away. Al ha'oila oila zavach. No mention of the mitzayra, but at the same time, the extra it's coming to be marba something. So let's assume that it's coming to be marba the mitzayra. Says the Gemara, tebelei travayim zavach. Why do I need to be marba the chatas from the word zavach and the asham only from the oila zavach? Why can't I be marba side the chatas and side the asham from the word zavach? Didn't we learn chatas for asham minayin? How do I know the chatas for asham talmud loymar zavach? Now the context over there, Rashi says, it's talking about the halachis of the carbon nazar. The Torah says that the carbon nazar had a unique halacha that they would cook the shlamim and in the fire that was tachas zevach hashlam, and the kohen would take the hair of the nazir and he would burn it. This is one of the mitzvahs that had to be done. The shaila is, what would be if the hair of the nazir was not fabrent underneath the shlam, it was fabrent under the chatas of the asham? So we learn from the word zevach, an extra word in the parish of the shlamim, l'rabbis, it could be from the chatas and the asham of the nazir as well. But what do you see from here? We just need one point. We're not learning the sugyas of nazir now. What we need is that the word zevach can be marbet two karbanis, not just one. It could be mar besai osham and sai chatos. So why do I need zevach and oy zevach to be mar betu? Oh my mar chatos washim nai tamalay mer zevach. So the Gemara says, how do you believe that stuff over there? The travayu ki adodi nenu. Over there, there's no difference between the chatos and the osham. The chatos of the nazir and the osham of the mitzayra of the nazir, both go and accomplish the same thing. Aval heicha, the asham lahachshir v'chatos lechaper. But heicha or hacha, where the asham and the chatos are doing two different things. The asham is coming to be machshir, and the chatos is coming to be mechaper. Being in treikoy, but you need two psukim. The chatos and the asham of the nazir have the same kivon. When it comes to the mitzayir, they're actually doing two different things. The asham is being machshir, the mitzayir, it's being metahir him. Mitzayir is tome, and it's being metahir him to become tahir again. The chatos is being mechaper him. The tzaras was baal chet, b'ikul ashan hara, but it's baal chet, and as a result, this person now needs kapara. So when the two karbonis are accomplishing the same thing, one word zevach can be marbebol. But when one is coming to do one thing and the other something else, they're fundamentally different. So then already you need to psukim. The bottom line is, that's why I need the two psukim over here. But the bottom line is this. Bottom line is, the Mishnah said that a chatas and a asham are excluded from the nesachim, with the exception of the chatas of the mitzayra and the asham of the mitzayra. What's the makar? The makar is this extra pasuk here. Perik tezvav pasuk he. V'yayin la'nesach v'yisahin tase al ha'oyla oyla zavach. And there's something extra over here. From the oyla oyla zavach, I learn oyla is the oyla's mitzayra, oy is the asham mitzayra, Lazavach is the chatos. Now, it doesn't say one word about mitzayra. So there's no proactive, mefurish mekar to say that this pasuk is being marba mitzayra. Obviously, I know it based on process of elimination. It's going to be marba something, and I don't know what it should be marba. So we assume, oh, probably the parish of the mitzayra. So the Gemara now is not going to take this line down. Mechtesa. I mean, I hear, could be that's what it is. But it's not muchach, that's what it is. And the Gemara is going to run through other possibilities, knock them all out, and then by process of elimination, we'll know. There'll be an inami in the Gemara, but really the avoid of this next several lines of the Gemara is mechatesa asher mitzayra and chatas mitzayra. If it's mefurish in the pasuk, mefurish in the pasuk. But at first glance, it doesn't seem mefurish in the pasuk, or maybe it is. That's the Gemara. It says zavach zu chatas mitzayra. Faith the Gemara ve'ema zu chatas v'asham denazer. Maybe from the word zavach, I should be marba chatas and asham nazer that they require nesachim. Right? Does a chatas and an asham nazer require nesachim? You'd say not. Mishnah says chutz min chatos v'ashan, and it says only Ella on the mitzayra, not the nazir. Maybe zavach is coming to be marba the chatos and the asham of the nazir. Now notice, it sounds like from the word zavach we want to be marba the chatos and the asham. I thought zavach can only be marba one; it can't be marba two. So it could be the Gemara means oy zavach, right? And pshat. But the real teretz is pashat. It's because the Gemara said already that in the nazir, the one word zevach can be marba the chatas and the asham, because the chatas and the asham of the nazir are doing the same thing. It's dafka the mitzayra v'chad lahachshir v'chad lechaper. It's over there. So says the Gemara, maybe the word zevach alein is coming to be marba the chatas and the asham of the nazir. The Gemara says lo yisol gadaitach, can't be. Why? Because I've been before the brayso that already knocked that. Tanya, we learned to the brayso. It says umin chasam v'neskeyem. This is with regards to the karbonos of the Nazar. It says mefurish umin chasam v'neskeyem, which by the way is a giloy that the nazar used to bring nesachim. Right, it's mefurish umin chasam v'neskeyem. But stating that, Zok debraisa, but oylosay ubeshlamim v'kasam adaber. It's talking specifically about the oyla and the shlamim of the nazar. At im baylosay ubeshlamim enei afil lechatos. Maybe it's even the chatos tamad loymer. It says v'esha ayil yase zevach. Shlomim. Now this pasuk, this is tricky, is Bamidbar, but it's Perek Vav. It's in the parasha of the Nazir. It says, V'esha'ayil yaseh zevach shlomim u'minchasai v'niskai. So here too, the Torah mentions the Nesachim, and it's talking specifically about the shlomim. Says the Gemara, ayil b'chlal hoya. The word ayil was b'chlal. What does it mean, ayil b'chlal? We know already from previous psukim that the shlomim that the Nazir brought was an ayil. So why does the Torah have to say, v'esha'ayil yaseh zevach shlomim? You want to tell me umin chasai and his nesachim, that you need to tell me. But the fact that the shlomim is the ayil, if you look 2-3 psukim earlier, again, it's very helpful to know Torah Shabbat Ksav cold. But if you look a few psukim earlier, you'll see that the Torah already told me that the ayil is the shlomim, and this is the ayilah, and this is the chatas. So, ayil b'chlal hoya, v'lam ayotna, it's l'hakish eil, it's to to teach me something. Ma ayil miyuchid ba benedav v'nedava, af kol ba benedav v'nedava. The ayil is a shlomim, and the shlomim is something that's brought benedav v'nedava. So too, the only times the karbanis of the naz is going to require nesachim, it's as asort carbon that's brought benedav v'nedava, such as the shlomim, which is mefurish, and the oila, as opposed to the chatas or the asham. Right? Just to be clear, every single nazir b'ashlomah says his rusa used to bring a chatas. When did a nazir bring an asham? That's the nazir tame, when he's becoming tar. That's when he used to bring his asham. But the bottom line is, any type of carbon of a nazir, be it the chatas or the asham, not at the same time, but be it the chatas or the asham, the halach is, he would not bring the sachem. Oila, zu oila smitzari. The Gemara asks another kasha. Oila, we said, is oila smitzari. Ve'im zu oila si'eladas. How do I know that even oila means oila smitzari? Maybe oila means oila si'eladas. Amar Abaya said, Oilas Yoiledes Mesefa Dekra Nafka. Now, by the way, Oilas Yoiledes, why would I even need a pasuk to be Marba Oilas Yoiledes? Why do you need a pasuk to be Marba Oilas Metzaira? It's because even though it's Lafali Nedib and Adava, but right now it's being brought to Teres Chayva. I know, but isn't it an Oila anyways? What's the answer if you're holding Cheshbin? Wasn't it my Adechem Marba the Oilas Ria? So you see, no, it's not true. When it's being brought to Teres Chayva, you need a Riboy for it. So maybe here too you need a Riboy as well. But the bottom line is, Abaya said that you want to know why Oila is not coming to Marba Oilas Leidas. Not because Oilas Leidas is excluded, it's included. It would have been mentioned in the Mishnah if it was excluded. It's included. But the reason is because Oilas Leidas me safe at the Kron Nafka. I know from the end of that Pasuk, Tanya went to the Rice, Reb Nosson says, when it says in the end of the same exact Pasuk, V'yayin la Nesach Revius Ahin Tasa Alo Oila Oila Zavach, La Keves Ho Echot, La Keves U Oilas Yoiledes, that's coming to be married with Oilas Yoiledes, Ho Echot, this is Gishmak, Ze Achad Osser Shal Maise Shekoriv Shlomim. This is the 11th animal of Maise Behemoth, which is brought as a Shlomim. So what's this case? So this is, we used to call this the guy who was drinking on the job. Right, so somebody was counting his Maise Behemoth, he's counting 1, 2, 3, and then when he came to number 10, so he by mistake, when he came to number 9, right? When he came to number 9, he by mistake said, I'm not drinking on the job. When he came to number 9, he by mistake said 10. And then he chapped, oops, I said 10 for number 9. So then by 10, he said 9. Now really, he was supposed to say 9 by 9. But he knew he had to say 9, so he said 9 for the next one. And if he said, when he said 9 for the 10th, he ended up saying 10 by the 11th. So the halachas, they all have some level of kedusha. The first one, because he called it the 10th. The second one, because it is the 10th. And the third one, also because he called it the 10th. But the bottom line is, that 11th one, which mitamal has a little bit of kedusha. Why does it have a little bit of kedusha? Because of the fact that you called it the asiri. So the halach is from the word ha-echad. I learned not the echad, the echad asar. It's the first of the next set. It's the 11th. That one is going to be included, and it's going to be shayach now to the laws of Nesachim, because it has a din of a shlomim, and it's being brought as a benedav v'nedava. Now, why do I need a pasuk for that? So the Braisa says, Gishmak, shalei motzinu labachal ha-tayrish yei tavol chamanekar. Because really, what's the whole kedusha of the 11th? It's shayches to the 10th. And the 10th alone doesn't. It's chutz min abchar ma'isiru pesach atzvashim, right? It's one of the five exclusions. So you would have thought that how could it be more kamash more? At the end of the day, this is abyssal meb and nedav and nedav, it's going to be cool. But the bottom line is, Zok Tegmar, you want to know why from oila we're not marba the oila si yoledes? Because we're already marbed from la keves. Bottom line is, if you make a chejbin, for, well, let's just finish the Gemara. Rava said a different makar. Rava said, you know, you have a lot of good kashas over here. We said from the Yayin La Nesach Revius Ahin Tasa Ala Oilo Oila Zovach. Oilo is Oilas Mitzayra, Oyas Oshem Mitzayra, Lazovach is Chatzis Mitzayra, Mechatesa. Maybe Oilo is Oilas Yoiledes. Maybe Oila Zavach is referring to the, or just Lazavach alone is referring to the Asham and the Chatas Nazir. Chetesi. Oh, because I have nothing to do with it, I'll show you things to do with it. So, no, we said reasons. You can't tell me the Karbonos of the Nazir because it's excluded from the extra aisle in the parish of the Nazir. And you can't tell me the Oilas Yoledes because it's Nisrabe from the next word, Lakeves. Rava says, the Pasuk alone is Mashma. You don't have to back into it. Even though Torah didn't say Bok Tzein to the word Mitzayra, but if you now read a Pasuk, you'll know that really this is what it means. How do you know that? Because Ezeu Davish at Tzorech Shloisha Ribuy and Heavy Oymez Emetzayr. Rava said, the way you darshan Ha'oila Oila Zavach is like a set. It's a set of three. And this set of three is coming to talk about one parasha that's going to be marbe three different korbanos. What's the only thing that has three? The only thing that has three is the metzayra, and that's how I know to be marbe the three. The bottom line is, what's the cheshvan of this pasuk? V'yayin la nesach revi'es ahin Tase al ha'oila is the oilas mitzayra. Oi is the asham mitzayra. Lazovach is the chatas mitzayra. Regardless of how you get there, by process elimination or not process elimination, it's all the same drasha. La keves is coming to be marba the oilas yoyvedes. Ha'echad is coming to be marba that farmer who by mistake referred to the 11th as the 10th, that carbon 2, even though it's really a tuffle to Maisa Behema, Maisa Behema Lane doesn't have Nesachim, but it is going to have Nesachim. Either way, so we've been darshaning all these psukim, so let's continue along. La'ayo lamale. Why did Torah say la'ayo? Really, just in the segue of the drasha, the last drashas that we mentioned were la'keves ha'echad. The next words in the Torah pasuk vav are la'ayo tasa. Right, Torah goes through individually more than once what you bring for the keves, what you bring for the ayo, what you bring for the ben bakar. Right, so the Gemara feels that all these mentions are a little bit extra. And the shaila is, what do you do with these words? So for keves, we were marba oilas yoyledes. Now, what do we do with the word ayo? Amar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said the rabbis eloy shalaharoin. We marba the ayo that Aharon Hakohen used to bring. So on Yom Kippur, there was a special aisle that the Kohen Gadol used to bring, and that aisle is what we're coming to be Ma'abar. Feit the Gemara, Eloi Shalaharim Me'adechem Nafka, isn't that just a Yontif Diga Karban? And all the Yontif Diga Karbanas were ready in Nisra. But the Gemara says, so I mean, I would have done Hanimilu the Tzibor. Maybe Me'adechem is Marba, the Karbana is Tzibor. Also, Me'adechem is like a Lashon Rabbim. So maybe it's only the Karbana is Tzibor. But as it relates to Avol Yachid, Aharon HaKohen's own personal aisle, Loi, maybe not. Fake the Gemara. What are you going to tell me? There's a chilik between a Karban Yachin and a Karban Tzibor Bechlal when it comes to Nesachim. U'maish nama Ilas Yeledes. Ilas Yeledes is Yachid. We were just marbid from the word Lakeves. So if Lakeves has marbid Yachid, maybe La'ayel is also be marbid Yachid. Mar says, no, so good. I mean, I would have thought, Hani Mili Davashen Kavu Leizman. Maybe that's only a Davashen Kavu Leizman. Avot Davashen Kavu Leizman. Maybe the Oilas Yoyledes is a Dover She'en Kavua Leizman. Being that it's a Dover She'en Kavua Leizman, so it's a little bit more Nedev in a Davidic. So maybe that, even though it's a Yochid, that's something you could be Marba. As opposed to the Eloi Shalaharin, which is, number one, it's a Yochid, so it's maybe not Nisraber from Mayadechem, and it's also a Dover She'kavua Leizman, so it's Mamish, not Nedev in a Davidic. So I would have thought that should not be Nisraber. Kamash Malon, La'ayel is coming to be Marba to tell me that yet. So from La'keves, Amarba, the Eilas Yeledes, from La'ayel, Amarba, Eloi, Shel Aharin. The Gemara says, Oy La'ayel, homily. So we dashed a lot of oys in today's daf. What about the Oy La'ayel? We know what to do with La'ayel, but what about Oy La'ayel? So the Gemara says, L'Rabbi says, Apalkis. It's coming to be Marba, the infamous Palkis. So what's a Palkis? The Rashi says, Apalkis, this is very interesting. Apalkis is an animal that's finished his first year of life, but didn't start a second year. What does that mean? Right, he's like in a time capsule, like by definition, zeh nichnes v'zeh yoytze, like the leider, dar heilich v'dar bu, right? Can't hit the pause button on time, we'd love to, but in the meantime, we haven't figured out how to do that. So the bottom line is, what does it mean? It's yotze michal shana rishayinu l'chal shana shniel loy nichnes. What is this concept? Like, ben azmanim, what is that? What's this concept? So the beer is that a sheep, during the first year of its life, is referred to as a keves. Once it's 13 months and older, it's referred to as an ayel, the zachar. That 13th month, so it finished the first year, it's not a keves anymore, but it's not already after the 13th month, it's not in the 14th month of his life. That 1 month, that's when the animal is known as a palkis. So says the Gemara, you want to know what Oy La'ayel is coming to teach me? It's the Rabbi says a palkis. L'may nafkimina? The palkis, its shiurim, as it relates to nesachim, are like the ayel's nesachim. So you have to upgrade it. It's a shlisha sahin, it's shnei esrein, right? It's the bigger shear as opposed to the keves, which is the smaller shear. But the Gemara says, really, this is Tolina Machlokes Amira. This is all good according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Briyahu, who holds that the Palgus is a Briya Bifnei Atzma. It's its own creature. It's not a Keves, it's not a Nile. The Tanan, what's the Makar to this? It's a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Meseches Para. Hekrivu. Maybe all of this Chei Ayel. Ve'ena Oyloi Mizifchai. So we're talking about somebody that went and was made a neder that he's going to bring a Palgus. So the question is, what do you bring now? So the Mishnah says that if you went ahead, so you bring the Nesachim of an Ayel, you bring the Nesachim of an Ayel, Actually, Rashi says the case is the other way. Rashi says the case is where a person made a neder to bring an ayil or a keves, and you ended up bringing a palgus. Right? Six of one, half a dozen of another. But the other way, just to read Rashi. So a person made a neder to bring a keves or an ayil, and you went and you brought a palgus. So it says the Mishnah that what you're supposed to do is you bring the nesachim of the ayil, but at the same time, you're not going to satisfy your chiyuv, meaning you're going to have to go bring now a vaday ayil or a vaday keves, depending on what exactly your neder was. Rabbi Yochanan said, how do you know that the nesachim of the palgus is the nesachim of the ayil? Because it says, oila ayil, mamish this drasha, the rabbi says a palgus. This is mamish Rabbi Yochanan. So you want to know what you do with the oila ayil? It's Rabbi Yochanan, mufurish Rabbi Yochanan. Ela, but the Gemara says, lebar pada, but according to Bar Pada, who had a different shot, he said, maisi, umasne, that the person is taka supposed to bring the nesachim of the ayil, as I used to state in the Mishnah, but at the same time, he's supposed to make a tanai. And the reason he's supposed to make a tanai is the sveiko, because he's taka not sure what he's supposed to. So what's the tanai? Tanai is like this. If the palgus is an ayil, so then it's all being brought to terrorists, what I'm mechuyev to do. And if it's really a keves, so the second, or the additional yayin, then I'm bringing the difference between the revi'ah sahin and the shlisha sahin, that's being brought to terrorists, not even a dava. But the bottom line is, according to Bar Pada, there is no inyan that the nesachim of the palgus is mi'ikra, it's supposed to be like the ayil fakeret. It's ma'isi umasne. According to him, you have to make the tanai. And if that's the case, it can't be oyas coming to be marpa. Why? Because it's rekrodur buye sveika? I need a pasuk to tell me what you're doing in a matzav of safik. Everyone knows what you're doing in a matzav of safik. Torah is filled with hilchas sveikas and dinei sveikas. You know exactly what you're supposed to do. I would be needed to tell me that a palgus, even though it's a safik, exactly what it is, but in hilchas nesachim, it's an ayil. But in the world of Arpada, that it's not an ayil. It's only misafik that you bring in the nesachim of the ayil. So itzer kroler buye sveika, the Gemara says, you're 100% right. Vadai the Arpada kasha, or oi the Arpada kasha. At the end of the day, according to Arpada, I taka don't have an etzah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, we very much do have an etzah. So again, lakeves, ha'echad oila ayil, those four words. Lakeves is the oilas yoledes. Ha'echad is the 11th of the maisa behema. Oi is l'rabbis the palgis. And lo'ayil is coming to teach me eloi shalahar. It's Dr. Gemara, another pasuk that it says in this parasha, and this is pasuk yud aleph. Kocho yeyase la'shoir ha'echad oila ayil lo'echad oila sebakfasim oibo'iza. This pasuk is mamish. At first glance, miyutar. I mean, after you tell me the halacha of what you do with the shor and the ayil and the and the izin, and you tell me in the next pasuk, hamispar shatasu kochatasu la'echo kimispar. I know it's for each individual one, and there's 1,000 oyus already that were mechalik for each one. You bring your separate. So why do I need the pasuk to tell me la shor echad, la ayil echad, la sebak fazem, ba izin? This is going to be the topic of the last part of today's daf. Says the gemara, what's this all about? La shor echad matamud loymar. Why do I have to say la shor echad? Geschmack. That you find there's a nafkimina in the nesachim between the keves and the ayin. Right? The keves is the revi'a sahin, as opposed to the ayil is the shlisha sahin. So yachal, I would have thought nechalik bein niske par le niske egel. I would have thought that when it comes to the ben bakr, it should be the same thing. So the egel is when it's in its first year, the par is when it's in its second year. So I would have thought, just like there's a chilik between the first year and the second year when it comes to this, the ayil, so maybe it should be the same thing for the par. Talmud Leimer La Shoyr Ha Echad. When it comes to the Shoyr, it's one halacha. Doesn't matter how old, how young, it's always going to be the same. Oyla Ayil Ma Talmud Leimer. Why did the Torah say over here Oyla Ayil Ha Echad? So the Gemara says Gishmak. Lefisha Matzino Shechilak Hakasa Bein Niskei Ben Shalom Niskei Ben Shnayim. Yochan Nechalik Bein Niskei Ben Shnayim Niskei Ben Shalosh. You see this between the first year and the second year when it comes to the Keves and the Ayil. So maybe when it comes to the second and the third year, it should be the same thing. That Talmud Leimer says Oyla Ayil Ha Echad. One Ayil. Once you're an Ayil, you're never going to be Mechalik anymore. So the ayil is the male, right? So you find by the male, there's a chilik in the first year and the second year. See, you would have thought maybe when it comes to the female, it's the same thing. The kifsa is the first year, and the rechelo is the second year. Again, to be makish them all to each other, it makes no chilik when it comes to it in a cave. And finally, oy ba'izin ma tam loymar. Why does it say oy ba'izin gishmat? Fish, but since chilik, because of being niske kevs on niske ayol, yoch, and the chalim niske gedil and niske seir. Just like there's a chilik in the first year and the second year when it comes to the sheep. See, you would have thought when it comes to the goats, it's the same thing. The gedi and the seer maybe should be different. So which is which? So Rashi tells us, gedi hainu bacher, and the seer is hainu zaken. Okay, so you would have thought it should be the same thing. Talmud Leimar, oibo izim, to tell me it's all the same. Zok de Gemara, this is a little bit of a test at the end of today's daf. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, Badiklan Rava, Rava Fahared us once. He said, Niske Rechela Bekama. He said, how many nesachim, how much nesachim was brought with the rechela? So again, what's the rechela? The rechela is the female sheep when it's like the ayal's age. It's already 2 years. What was the site of Ishaila? Right, he wanted to know, is it like the Zachar, your Mechalik, or not? In the Psukim, it's Mefurish by the Zachar Mechalik. It doesn't say anything about the Nekeva. It just says by the Ayah. So he wanted to know, what about by the Nekeva? So he asked a good Shaila. Upashtino le, mimas nisen. And we were able to be poached from a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is a Mishnah Mesechta Shkolim, Perikei Mishnah Gimel. The background to the Mishnah is that when a person would bring the Nesachim together with his carbon, so he didn't have to arrive in the Beis HaMikdash with the Nesachim, with the oil and the wine and everything. You could show up with money. As long as you had a credit card, that in of itself was enough. And what you would do is, you would go, and you would meet with one of the Mamunim, right? You have all the Mamunim in the Mishnayos, the Masechta Shkolim. So you meet with the Mamuna on the Nesachim, and you would tell him what carbon you're bringing, and he would tell you exactly what you're going to need, how much it's going to cost. You swipe your card. He gives you, in return, a card, this little ticket, and the ticket basically was a simin, like a receipt, of how much money you paid and exactly what you're going to need. You take your ticket, you bring it to the vendor on campus, and now you're going to get whatever it is you need to be able to go and bring your carbon. Either way, so the Mishnah in Shkolim says that one of the tickets would said gedi. That's what it says, a gishtan and gedi. You know what it worked for? It was mishamish for niskei tzoin, shel gedoilim v'shel ketanim, if it said gidi, so you, it worked regardless of whether you needed to bring a male or a female, or whether it was a gadol or a chutz mishal eilim. Ayil had to have its own thing. What's the pshat? The pshat is pashat. The pshat is because the nesachim of the sheep of a gadol katan, zochin a kever, was this. The only difference was the aisle. The aisle, the Torah says, is going to be a chilek between the keves versus the aisle. One's a revius and the other one's a shushan. But as relates to any other combination you can come up with, it's the same. In other words, the kifs and the rechela are all included together with each other. It's all one and the same. And it's for that reason, upashtino le mimasnis, we're able to be poshted from the Mishnah. Bottom line is, we did a few short recaps along the way. If you want to recap this properly, you can just chazer now, Perek Tes Vav of Parsha Shlach, and go through all these different psukim, and not just learn the psukim. Hopefully they have meaning, al derech hapshat, and at this point, even al derech hadrush. Either way, just to conclude with two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, so the topic of today's daf was very, very much, hopefully this is not news, the nesachim, that together with karbonis, not all karbonis, but together with many, many, many karbonis, there was a wine libation that had to be brought. There were nesachim. By the way, just to bring out in our own mind, for Hamchasha, what a big deal the Nesachim was. The whole sugi of Yayin Nesach, all those Gemaras that we learned together in Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, is a person, a very bad person, who's going and he's pouring wine for his Getchka, for his deity, for his pagan. The point is that Nisuch HaYayin was a very, very basic form of Avodah, and there was a Nisuch HaYayin that, although it wasn't primary in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was secondary. And it was something that came along with many of the karbanis. Now, why was Yayin brought together with karbanis? Al derech hapshat. If you take a look at the Abar Benel, right here, in Parsha Shlach, so he has a whole arichas on the Nesachim, and then he concludes as follows. He says, V'hoye inyan hamincha, the whole idea of bringing a karban in this way, where you have the animal, and then you have the minchas nesachim, the soilus that came along with it, and then the yayin. It was baderech shekashi yakrivu doiroin la'adoineyam. Because once upon a time, where there were kings, and if you had avodim that were going to bring some sort of gift to their king, so yakrivu lechem, they would bring bread, ubasar, they would bring flesh, v'shemen, and they would bring oil, l'saknoi, to make the food that they're bringing good, and they always bring a little bit of wine. Says that Barbanel, when a Yid brings a carbon, he's bringing lachma shomes beach. He's He's bringing food for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by the Eibishter, obviously the way you feed HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is by being makriven on the Mizbeach. But says that Barbanel, it's kiderech, it's poshut the way the Eved used to bring his adai. He would bring lechem, he would bring basar, he would bring a little bit of shemen, and he would bring yayin. And that's the tzura of the way we're supposed to go ahead and we're supposed to bring our gifts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the Havana of what the Barbanel is saying is right, that we spoke about very much in the Chumash here. And that is that on the most simple level, what the Beis HaMikdash was, what the Mishkan was, is like the Rambam says right in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Mitzvah Saseh Lasso is Bayis Lashem. It was a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban talks about this throughout his Pirush Al HaTorah in these parishes, and Rabbeinu Bechaya, and really all the Rishonim say this idea in their Nusach. And that is the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, was a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kaviyot, the Shechina was living in the Beis HaMikdash. Ramban says that's why Parshas Truma came immediately after Maimon Har Sinai. Because Maimon Har Sinai was V'lokachti Eschem Lilam. Well, if we're the nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech needs to live amongst the nation. That's always the way it is. And as a result, we have to build a bias. You build a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're spiritually fit, the Eivish is going to come. He's going to be Mashra Shechinasi. And the Ikashroi Sashchina was Mibein HaKruvim. Devinayadati, that was the Oren, that's what the Lefnai V'Lefnim is. But a bias has a menorah, a bias has a shulchan. When you go to a bias to greet the king, you bring him food. And that's beside what the korbanos were. But the point that says that Barbanel, when you understand that in the simplest level, that's what a korban is, so of course you have to have yayin. Who would ever feed somebody a meal without a little bit of wine? And it's for that reason you're coming to feed a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's poshet that you would have to give a little bit of yayin. There's another very basic elementary point that we need to mention as it relates to Nesachim, and that is, why are the Nesachim mentioned in Parsha Shlach? Why is it not in Vayikra, not in Tzav, not in Shmini, not in Tazria Metzairah? Now there's mentions of Nesachim prior to Parsha Shlach, but the Iker Parsha of which karbanos, all the drushes that we saw in today's daf, they're in Parsha Shlach from all places. Why would they not be? Why would they not be in the Parshias of Teres Kehanim? So, really, the giveaway is right in the beginning of the parsha. Va'idaber shama Moshe le'em, merdaber al b'nei Yisrael, v'yomarta le'em, ki savoyu al eretz Moshe v'yisechem, asher ani noisin lochem. In other words, it seems a little bit from the pasuk that even though there was a mitzvah of Nesachim, but the mitzvah of Nesachim wasn't noyeg until the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael. Ke'ilu, all the halachas of the karbanos that are mentioned in Teres Kayanim, these halachas that were negeya the Mishkan, these halachas that were negeya at the time that the Yidden were in the Midbar. But this is already from the mitzvah Satluyus Ba'aretz, and as a result, this is in a separate parsha, and it's mentioned in Parsha Shlach, the Yidden are getting closer to preparing to go to Eretz Yisrael. So it's over here, it's in this context, it's over here that we mention. The truth is, the Rishonim all quote a Sefri that discusses whether the Nesachim were taken noyig in the Midbar, or they weren't noyig in the Midbar. But on some level, for sure, the Nesachim were be'ikra Eretz Yisrael, it's a pasuk in the Torah, ki savoyu al Eretz Moish v'yseichem, asher ani noisem lochem v'asisem ishel Hashem, it's then and only then that you're supposed to go ahead and bring the Nesachim. So in Pshat, it seems like that's the reason that this was singled out. But it's Adayin Oymer Darsheni. And the reason is because the location of where the Torah mentions the parish of the Nesachim is mamish flabbergasting. And mamish is. Right, where does it say? It's in Parsha Shlach. You know where in Parsha Shlach? Right after the parish of the Meraglim. The Torah mentions the parish of the Meraglim, right? If you look at the pasuk right before this, the last pasuk in Perek Yudalit, Vayered ha-amoleki v'aknani ha-yoshi b'horahu v'ayakum v'ayaksum ad ha-chormo. That's the story of the Mapilim. That's the story of Kol Masha Omil Chabal V'ayis HaSei Chutz Mitzei with all that Chassidish Heilige Torah. But the bottom line is where did the Torah mention the parish of the Nesachim? It's right after, immediately following the story of the Meraglin. And all the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why in the world would the Torah feel that the right place to mention the Nesachim is over here? I saw the Sforna, says the Dover Nifla. And it's the Sforna L'shitasai for those holding in the Chumash Yerim. The Sforna says that to bring a carbon with Nesachim is an add-on to the carbon. Had the Yidden not sinned with the Chet of the Meraglin, they wouldn't have needed that add-on. They could have been yoitza by bringing the ikar carbon, and that in and of itself would have been enough. A benoch the chet of the meraglim, now they needed their carbon to be a bissel memahoder. In order for their carbon to be a reich nechayach l'Hashem, they were going to have to do more. And that's why it's tafka after the parish of the meraglim that the Torah said, "Ki savoyu al eretz moish v'yseichem." Now already, you can't just be yoitza with the karbanos of Ayikra. Now you're going to have to go ahead and do more. Why is this the sforn l'shitasai? The sforn, if you remember, holds that the Mishkan was a result of the Chet HaEgel. He learns like Rashi that the Parshias in Shemoy is Ein Mukta Mamucha Vatayra, and it was because of the Chet HaEgel that they needed a Mishkan. In fact, the Sforna says, if you look at the Pesukim, the end of Parshias Yisroel, right after the Aseres HaDibris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mizbach Adama Tassali, right? If I care, don't make it fancy. You can do whatever you want, wherever you want. You don't need the temples that the Egyptians used to have. Anything is going to be fine. Then all of a sudden, Vasuli Mikdash, Shachanti Besoichah, Zav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tchelos, Argomam, Abni Shem, Abnu. What's going on over here? Zok, the Sfarno, in a perfect world, had the Yidden not sinned with the Chet HaEgel, it would have been B'chal Mokoy, Mizbech Adam HaTassel. You don't have to make all these fancy Zachen. A Yid in his own heart can have Ashrei Sashchina. We don't need temples to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the problem is Klai Yisrael sinned. There was a Chet HaEgel. And once it was a Chet HaEgel, we fell Madregas. And now already we need to do a little bit more. This is mamish, this next shlav of this Sefurin. It's Poshet. Noch the Chet HaMiragel, which is the next grace of Chet HaKlai Yisrael had. Now again we needed to pick our game up a little bit. We already have a Mishkan. We have all the Karbanos. Now is Nischadish the Nesachim. The Nesachim was Nischadish as a result of the Chet HaMiragel. Just like the Iker of the Mishkan was neschadish in the world of the Sforna as a result of the Chetek. Azoi shtein Sforna mamish right here off and art in this parsha. But the Iker Pshat that's brought down in the Rishonim, Uberoshim the Ramban, is a little bit of a different nosach. The Ramban says, V'ulai hoyo ze'ata. Maybe the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava Klai Yisrael with the Inyan of the Nesachim right now was lenachamam. It was to give the Yidden a chama, and to give them a haftacha. Because they were very sad. They were noyashim. They were giving up. Klai Yisrael had just sinned with the Meraglim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that because you cried, B'lel Tisha B'Av is going to be B'chila Deiris, and you're going to be in the Midbar for 40 years, and no one from this generation, with the exception of Shuvan and Kol B'Yafuna, is even going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And it's going to be your children, your grandchildren, they're the ones that are going to ultimately go ahead and they're going to inherit the land. But the Yidden looked at themselves, and the Yidden realized, we just lost that on what we were promised. Imagine, you know, when you think of it in the context, we just finished Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? We're still holding Pesach Day. When you think of it coming out of Pesach, and we did it all, the tachlis was to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the tachlis was for the Eibishter to be Elokim, v'lakachti eschem li la'am, and then everything got lost. It's talking an incredible postscript when you internalize it in a very simple way. Everything was, the deflation was lo yo'omen. And they were told, but the ain't the going to go in. Okay. You can live vicariously through your children. That's a very noble thing. That's very chashiv. But they were saying to themselves, that vim yechtu gam aponim. In 40 years, maybe our children are also going to sin. I don't even know if we're going to make it into Eretz Yisrael. So they wish they saw Klal Yisrael, and he saw they were in a state of yiyush. He saw they had given up. So he wanted to go ahead and he wanted to be mechazik them. V'lochein ro'a kadosh baruch hu l'nachamam. So they wish they wanted to give them nechama. And he gave them the Chama. You know how he gave them the Chama? He told them the parsha of the Nesachim. And the parsha of the Nesachim starts, Ki savoyu al eretz moish v'yseichem asher ani noisem lachem. He gave them a mitzvah that's tluya ba'aretz. And when they heard that there was a mitzvah, ha-tluya ba'aretz, in the words of the Ramban, Ki betzavoysoi oysom b'mitzvah sa'aretz, haftocha shegalui lefanav sheyavoyu v'yirshu oysa. This was a haftocha that they were going to enter the land at some point. So the reason it's placed over here, it was a Nechama, it was a chiz. It was to give them a little bit of hope that despite the fact that in their minds right now, who knows if we're going to be zeichet to be able to enter the land. Abed Avish just said, no, you're going to be able to enter the land. We mentioned in the past that the Sfasemes used to say over in the name of his father, Chetush Arim, who said over in the name of the Rebbe Rabbinim, who used to say, so it comes out the whole parish of the Nesachim was a parish of Nechama for Klal Yisrael. But why this parish? There's so many different parishes in the Torah that maybe so many mitzvahs are Tluyas Baretz. He said, because the Pasuk says, Nu Sheikhar lo'oved v'yayin l'mari nefesh. Lo'ivri yayin elu l'nachem aveilim. Wine was created to be menachem avil. That's the whole chefs, it's the whole mitzvahs of wine. It's the give somebody a pick-me-up. That's why the Eibishter created wine, coming off of Yontif. But that's the whole Indian of what Yayin is all about. So said the Rebbe Rabbinim, he said the Eibishter wanted to be Menachem Klal Yisrael, like the Ramban said. How was the Eibishter Menachem Klal Yisrael? He was Menachem them with Yayin, because that is the Tachlis, that is the Tayelis. That's exactly what wine does. Lulei de Mistafina, Lulei de Mistafina, when Klal Yisrael went to Galus, so Chazal say, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Shchinta Begalusa, and really the yayin that we pour on the Mizbeach is also a b'china, like the Abar Ben El said, that we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu yayin. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a certain b'china of Avelus where Klal Yisrael was mourning and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ima Yanoichi B'tzara, and the mahalach of what we do in a matzav of Avelus, it's all with wine. Klal Yisrael got a parish of yayin. We're supposed to be menasech the yayin la kodesh baruch hu kaviyachol. But the bottom line is, it was through the parish of yayin that Klal Yisrael got the nechama. That is the rest of the story. That's why the parsha that immediately follows the parsha of the shluach miraglim is the parsha of the wine. We'll save the second raid bite for tomorrow, and we will stop here.